what you have known. Aha, what no man can do. Oh yeah, you have done, you have done what no man can do. Whether you will do, you do what no man can do. One more time. Oh yeah, I have done. What is happening tonight? Holy Spirit, just happen with your eyes. I have no other God but you, because I have no other God but you. Oh yeah, I have no other God but because you are the. What no man can do, do we do, what no man can do. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah, bigger than what people say. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah, bigger than what people say. That's why we call you Jehovah. Yes, Shaddai, you are bigger than what people say. That's why we call you Jehovah. Yes, Shaddai, you are bigger than what people say. You are bigger than what people say. Jehovah, bigger than what people say. You are bigger than what people say, Jehovah, bigger than what people say. That's why we call you Jehovah. Yes, Shaddai, you are bigger than what people say. That's why we call you Jehovah. Yes, Shaddai, you are bigger than what people say. Oh yeah, all other gods. We are the ones of man. Jesus, you are the only God. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice tonight. Every other God, all other God, you are. Father, only you are the only God. Jesus, that is all. Every other God. Something is happening tonight. What's up? Hallelujah. Several stories are about to change tonight. Oh, Lord, I go. Hallelujah. Dear, the words of man, because you are the only God. But I know there is no. Oh, yeah. Baba, you are the only God. Jehovah, there is none. Oh yeah, you are my Lord, you are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. He pushed up on it and never consumed. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. He pushed the bonnet and never consumed. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Oh yeah, Eyini Baba, Jojo Baba, Eyini Baba. Tu baba lo ya eye ni baba tu baba eye ni baba chuchu, adi kuya lele baba, chuchu baba, baba, chuchu baba lo uya eyele baba, chuchu baba eyele baba, chuchu ke wo mota eyele baba, chuchu baba eyele baba. Chuchu Baba, Lord, lift up our voice about to bless the name of the Lord. Just worship in this place, holy name. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be adored. There's no like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Ocean Divider. Father, we worship you. You are the bush that burned and never consumed. Father, we magnify your majesty. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. The one that cannot change. Father, we bless your Lord. There is no other one that we deny all except you, Lord. Lift up our voice and we to bring the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for another time in your presence. Father, we appreciate you for your love, for your great and mighty thing you are doing in our life. Lift up our voice. We have no other God, O Lord. Open your mouth and tell the Lord. Open your mouth on my brother, my sister. Tonight is a special night. Open your mouth and tell God tonight. Father, we have no other God except you, Lord. Tell the Lord. Father, we magnify your majesty because you are such a mighty God. There's no like unto you. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the unchangeable changer, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Father, we want to worship you. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we pray. I don't know. God seems to sing me something again. It's like unto thee. Oh, Lord, who is like unto thee? Hey. Oh, Lord, I'm under God. Lift up my voice tonight. Who is like you, the ocean divider? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in blessing. Always do he wonders, hallelujah. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I thank you tonight for being there with me in the name of Jesus. Because I'm still alive tonight, lift up my mouth, I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. For because I'm still alive tonight, Father, we thank you. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that cannot change, unchangeable changer, the lily of valley, the bright and morning star. Say something good about your God. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we lift your mind. There's no answer to you. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you are the only perfect matchmaker. You are the one that can match somebody together. Father, we thank you. You created Adam and created Eve. You are the one that can match people together. Father, we magnify your majesty. Lift up your voice. I'm going to bless the name of the Lord. Just thank you, Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus, I appreciate him. Appreciate him tonight. Be thou exalted, O Lord. Father, we appreciate you. Be thou exalted in Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. In Jesus, mighty them, we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me, Lord. Pray tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, in any way I've disappointed you. In my past, Lord. Any of my past sins, Father, be merciful. Oduwa, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Father, be merciful. Father, be Lord, show your mercy tonight. Show your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, ask God to show his mercy. Oduwa, Panoa. Oduwa, Shanofuza. In the name of Jesus, Father, show me your mercy. Show me your mercy tonight. In Jesus' name, we receive mercy. Say, I will know about my prayer tonight. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, heaven over my prayer. Open. Aha. Declare your heaven open. In the name of Jesus, declare your heaven open. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, my heaven must open. In the name of Jesus, my heaven must open. Open this prayer tonight. Open this single prayer. My heaven must open. My story must change. Open your mouth and pray. in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Matthew chapter 19 verse 5. And he said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and two of them shall become one flesh. My brother, my sister, it is an agenda of God for you and I, for you to leave your father's house. Many of us left our father's house and we are not living alone. That is not God's plan. You are meant to leave your father's house and your mother's house and go and cleave to your man. But there are some powers that say this reality, these prophets will not come to reality in your life. Tonight they shall be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. You are about to pray some prayer tonight, my brother. I want to get down your strength tonight and pray like an angry lion. Let God know that you are desperate and blind Bartimaeus. They ask him to shut up and increase his temple. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers that has vowed that I shall never settle down maritally. You are a liar. That sister knew the reason of that prayer. Pray. Any power that says you will not settle down, open your mouth and pray. They must be destroyed. 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 Aha. Open your mouth and pray. Look at what's happening. That sister needs to increase the temple. Pray. Something must happen this year. In the name of Jesus, this year is no expired year. God can still do something. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Aha. Yes. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray that prayer now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one for yourself again. Don't say it doesn't concern you. The Bible says in Matthew 13:25, he said, while men slept, the enemy came and saw tears among their wheat and went away. So something must have been planted to delay you from getting married. Beloved, if you are here tonight, you are above 30, you are a woman, you need to pray more than what you are praying at the moment. Gather your strength because God says you have declared that you have no other God. There are some other God, lesser God, but you have chosen not to go to them. You have decided to stay by their Almighty God. Something must happen in your life. I say something must happen in your life. Gather your strength tonight and pray this prayer for loud and clear. Say every arrow. Fire into my life. For me never to marry. You are a liar. By fire. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Don't joke with me, my sister. In the name of Jesus, you are here for a reason tonight. Something is about to drop in everyone's life. Open your mouth and pray. I don't know the foundation that I've been fighting your marriage. I don't know the foundation saying you will never settle down. I don't know the foundation that is turning down your divine helper. Open your mouth and pray. Aha, that is, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. You are going to pray like this. I don't know the foundational power that has always been scattering all your relationships. You need to gather yourself to pray this prayer. I don't know who you are, but I beg you tonight, lose your temper to pray this prayer. If you are driving, please park your car and pray this one and continue later. There is need for you to concentrate on this prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say this one without apology to any power. Say foundational power. That I is cutting my relationships. Hey, you are a liar. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. The foundation will be destroyed. 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 Aha. Yes. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, my sister. This is the prayer you have been waiting for. Open your mouth and pray. Foundational power that is an agreement in order to scatter all my relationships. You are a liar. Da.
pray in the name of Jesus. I pray. I beg you, pray that prayer. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, some of us, our suitors, they have been locked in the spiritual prison. Not physical prison, spiritual prison. So that when they see you like this, for them to say, I love you is a problem. And they know inside of them that they love you. They know inside of them that there is something born in their heart. That I will wish this woman is my wife. I will wish this man is my husband. There is something born in their heart. But they are in a spiritual prison that they cannot open their mouth. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, by the power that created the heaven and earth, by the power that opened the sea without any consultation, in the name of Jesus, any prison door that has tied down your divine spouse, today I set the door on fire. In the name of Jesus, I set the door on fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I set the door on fire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, any satanic prison that has locked up my divine partner, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, my rest secretary, pray. In the name of Jesus, oh, you scatter them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Any prison that they have used to lock off your divine partner, oh, you scatter them to them. Open them and tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, they must scatter. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Like I said to you, some foundation will never allow a man to say, I want to marry you. A sister called recently saying something like that the man knew within himself that I love this lady, but the man is not saying anything. It's a foundational problem. I want to gather your strength. Gather this one and pray this one. And we're going to pray that first prayer point out again. Shout this one with that apology to any power. Say any foundational power that does not want my suitor to locate me. You are a liar. Foundational power must die. Foundational problem. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, you that foundational power that is always scattering my divine relationships. You are going to die by fire. Every foundational power that is always scattering my divine relationship. Any relationship that you have invested into, open your mouth and pray. The power must die. 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 In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. I spoke to a sister, I don't know, maybe last year. I can't remember the exact time. Somebody give me my number. I don't know if she's alive today, but he said a man proposed. A man did not propose. They were engaged for almost 9 years. And the man did not bring proposal. Don't worry, I'm still working things out. Not that they had the baby, they are just thinking that one day the man will propose. Also, stay until the man died. Until the man died, after 9 years of waiting, then wait, eyes now open. What have I been waiting for? What have I been waiting for? For 9 years, a man kept a lady, thinking that, oh, don't worry, you are. everything will be all right. Very soon we're going to settle down for 9 years until the man entered the grave before that sister's eyes opened. That's when they send that number to the that's called. Beloved, foundations are terrible. They will make sure they blindfold you until you make sure that you are overage. I told my sister, this the auntie, very good auntie. She was working in a very high place in Nigeria at that time. But no, I'm you when the man that was going to marry her comes in like this. The sister said, oh, she was not ready, Jerry. She was not ready. The man went back to America and went to go and marry on his own, settled down with his children, all till today. Auntie's over 60. No man has ever come. Everybody after that person. It's not deceiver upon deceiver, and they will not arrange. They don't want to receive, but yet, nothing. Today, she does, you know what? I prefer to marry Jesus. That's what she's doing now. Don't marry Jesus. That's the final thing. We are going to pray. It's as a result of foundation. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ah, the righteous need to cry to heaven to pray. I want to gather your strength to pray tonight. There are some foundation that will make sure that, Lord, you've invested in a relationship and the thing will scatter. Just like that is a foundational battle. You are going to gather your strength loud and clear. Say foundational power. That does no more my relationship to work out well. Hey, you are a liar. Pray for yourself like that. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself like that. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself tonight. Something must happen. Something must happen to them. The foundation must die. My father, my brother. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. The foundation must die. They must die tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. You the foundation of power that saying that my marriage will not work. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Yes. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Aha. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Some powers that duties to frustrate your relationship. You are trying to say, pray about this, doing this. The man is good in the morning. Monday, Tuesday is bad. Wednesday is good. Thursday is something else. It's because they want to frustrate you in that relationship. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers of my father's house. Powers of my mother's house. In agreement to frustrate my relationships. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Scatter. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. My brother, that's your prayer. You need a prayer. You need this prayer tonight. Pray. Every power of my father's house that has been on assignment in agreement to frustrate my relationship. You are a liar. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, I've already been saying it, and I'll continue saying it. I am not a person in love with a big relationship. I'm sorry, big wedding. I've never been in love with it. Called this musician, called that one, called this one. In not how delayed you are. Now you are now exposing yourself to the world that okay, I want 10,000 seating capacity. So when you are not in a Wembley Stadium to come and witness your wedding for what? When you know the battle you fought before the marriage said, "Don't see the Lord." I'm not saying you shouldn't celebrate yourself, but when it comes to elaborate. Relationship party, I don't want it at all. I always tell you, my wedding, my wife knows very well. Only few, maximum with church member and everybody. You was on Sunday, I did it. Just 20, 25 people. It's okay, no problem. I'm okay with that. That is it. Today, I can see what God can do. Now, imagine if I know the battle that's with my foundation. And I'm going to advertise myself. Many of us have used that idea. Say, my wedding will be so massive. to push your divine suitors away. Say, Jesus, this girl doesn't have a problem. The foundation where I come from is terrible. I can't do a big party. The divine will just walk away. That might be the person that God has ordained for you. You are going to pray like this. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my miracle marriage. This one is going to happen very soon for those who believe that God can do all things. If you believe your miracle, man, you must command it to manifest. So you might think, what is this pastor talking about? Man does, he does say, let there be light, and immediately there was light. There was no conversation with anybody. Let there be light, and there was light. You are going to pray because you want to command your miracle. I want your marriage to be a surprise to people. Eh? When did they meet? Eh? Just like that. Eh? Is it just, that is what I'm believing God for. So if you want to join your faith with my own tonight, I want to gather your strength to pray this prayer. Say, my miracle marriage. Hey, hear the word of the Lord. Manifest by fire. Pray, 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 pray. The man might not be around anymore, but something might happen within 7 days. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Even before next week, prayer lines, something is about to happen. Somebody is about to get a proposal. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, Marcus Satana Rekese Telemo, Zendo Libra Santa Likio, pray for your mind, miracle marriage. Something must happen. Something must happen. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Your suitor must locate you. The person that open has designed to make your life better than this, the person must locate you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha! That is it, that is it. That is it, that is it. I know you are praying up here. Your miracle marriage must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. Open your mouth and pray. Look at that, my sister. Something is about to happen now. In Jesus' name, we pray. I decree to somebody's life. I don't know who you are, but any satanic decree that I've been working against you, that thou shalt not marry, I am yet to tell you today. The Bible says, oh, see it and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. I decree by the mandate of heaven, as the Lord liveth, before 31st of December, that person with a strong faith, your marriage will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest. That person that will give you a better story to tell. It will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Your song is about to change. Come and join me, sing hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh has done me well. Are you sure? Come and join me, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh has done me well. Me too, I will not sing the second version of the song in that one. I will join you sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh has done you well. So shall he be. I will join you sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh has done well. You are going to pray this all out and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Let my marital blessing manifest. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. My recourse is credible. Open your mouth and pray tonight. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus, my medical marriage must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. It must manifest. I will join you sing that hallelujah tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth tonight. My castle, to my open my sister, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. This prayer point is for those who are now know that, oh no, God, I am tired of my level, or I'm tired of my condition. If you are still contemplating, I still have 5 years to stay, you might not need to pray this prayer. If you are still contemplating, let me finish this thing, this house I'm building in Nigeria, and you might not need to pray this prayer. But if you are, if you know that you are in the level that God, I cannot afford, you must do something urgent in my life. Pray this next prayer, because God is about to push somebody. God will push you from where you are to where you are supposed to be maritally. Many of us, if you know where God wants us to be by now, you will cry more than this. You will pray more than this. Many of us by now, as you are looking, as you are listening to me, you should have been carrying your second child in your marriage. Yet you are still believing God for the man to come. It's as a result of divine delay, a satanic delay that the enemy has put out. And you are still thinking, well, let me just finish the house in Nigeria. Let me buy a new car. Let me complete my mortgage. You are wasting your time. Gather your strength tonight. I'm praying this one night. Beloved, there are some times my daddy will always tell something to me. He says, Shaku, listen to me. At a certain age in my life, I don't want to be taking any child to school anymore. At a certain age. Because if you get a calculator, I'm going to calculate your life. That if you are 40, for example, and by the time your child will be 50, 16 or 20, you are getting close to 60. Now imagine if you are not being that, if you are not getting married, and you don't know how long you're going to get married at 40, 42, maybe you have a child, and maybe by 62, the child is 20, and you have other ones after them, maybe 3 or 4, 5 children. Then at the age of 60, 70, 60, something, you are still taking charge of nursery. Something must happen. You need to gather your strength. This prayer point, like I said, is for those who are tired of being single. It's for those who are tired that God, you know what? At this point, you must just do something in my life. Gather your strength tonight. So, God, arise! And push me from where I am at the moment to where I am supposed to be maritally. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Oh, I cannot afford to say anymore. Push me, oh Lord, push me, oh Lord, push me, oh Lord, push me, oh Lord, from the where I am at the moment to the where I am supposed to be maritally. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. My brother, my sister, God must move in your life. God must move. God must move. Everyone must arrive. Open your mouth tonight, my sister. Everyone must arise in your life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Look at what is happening, my sister. I know you are praying that prayer. Address that situation once and for all. In the mighty name of Jesus, God must arise. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. This one is another prayer point that I want everybody to pray. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Beloved, I thank God for this meeting, and I thank God for the diverse kinds of testimonies to the glory of God that will come forth even after we started this meeting during lockdown. Thank God for it. And I know that your own shall be the next in the name of Jesus. Because by now, I want to start arranging that we're preparing my agbada that we went for all the wedding number one, wedding number two. Pastor, next week is my okay. Don't worry. Don't book next week. Put the week after. Because somebody's already next week. And that's what I want to start booking now. By the grace of God. And God, it will happen very soon. If I don't know how God will do it, but I believe God. He said, these signs, Matthew 16, verse 17, these signs shall follow them that believe it. And I believe signs must follow in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to pray this all loud and clear. Say, any mark of marital failure, place upon my forehead in the spirit. Blood of Jesus, wash them away tonight in the name of Jesus. Every mark of marital failure, one place above my head. Oh, yeah, blood of Jesus, wash them, wash them, wash them, wash them, wash them away tonight in the name of Jesus. Wash them away. Oh, wow, the mark that is upon my head that does not want my suitors to locate me. Find that blood of Jesus, wash them away tonight, wash them away tonight, wash them away tonight, wash them away tonight, wash them away tonight in the name of Jesus. Wash them away tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praised. There is somebody here who wants to pray against frustration in marital settlement. Frustration. Frustration. So please, I don't know who you are, but if you are in that situation, I want to just adjust yourself to pray this one loud and clear. Say this one loud and clear. Say powers. Aside to suffocate my life because I want to settle down maritally. You are a liar. They want to suffocate you. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. You are almost running mental because of this issue. Open your mouth and address it once and for all. Enough is enough. You must settle down. Enough is enough. Help yourself tonight. You shall not be frustrated. You will not be frustrated. Help yourself. Help yourself, my brother. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now this next one is to break the curse. The cause of automatic failure. I've seen that one work in somebody's life before. If they will start discussing, everything will be smooth. No problem, no issue. But that 1 week, 2 weeks, by the third or fourth week, suddenly that lady will just say, I'm not interested anymore. For no reason. I'm not doing anymore. The man, one time, two times, three times, four times. And I say, wow. You need to break the curse of automatic failure. You have to pray. I beg you, don't say this one is too hard for you, but it's to frustrate. The agenda of that failure is to make sure they frustrate your marital settlement. Remember in Luke chapter 5 verse 1, the Bible says, Peter sailed all night. That means he worked so hard. Many of us have worked at the relationships, and yet the relationship ended in a jeopardy. You have worked so hard. You have put all your efforts. You put all your money, everything you have, you have put it in. Yet, it does not work out well. It's as a result of the curse of automatic failure. That although you will stand very well, though, but at some point, the curse will manifest. We are about to break the curse now. I'm begging you, I want you to pray for yourself if you love yourself. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every curse of automatic failure on assignment to frustrate my marital settlement. You don't understand that prayer point. The curse of automatic failure on wicked assignment to make sure they frustrate you maritally. You're about to dispel it. Say, every curse of automatic failure on wicked assignments to frustrate your marital settlement. You are a liar, break! Aha! Oh yeah, break the curse. Break the curse, my brother. Break the curse. Why are women not staying in your life? Break the curse tonight. Oh yeah, break it. Break by fire. Break by fire. Break, aha! Break that curse tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Break, aha! Now my sister, I know you are praying that prayer. Break. The curse will be broken. Your life must move forward. You must make progress. Open your mouth and pray. You must make progress. Enough is enough. You must make progress. Help yourself tonight. Open, aha! Look at what's happening, my sister. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, we are break. You must make progress. We are break the curse tonight. In the name of Jesus, we are break the curse. Break the curse. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here tonight. That in the name that is above every other name, the curse upon your life that was issued the year you are born, that although you will succeed in every area, but they are waiting for your marriage. Today, by the power, in the blood of Jesus, I break the curse tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, you need to pray. God knows what he's talking about. When he says it is not good for a man to live alone, he knows that man can fall into temptation. He knows that man can make a big error. He knows that man cannot be able to think right. Let us get it right. There is no man that can think right without a woman beside him. That's why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, he said, two are better than one. As a man, as a woman, you have been thinking alone. Have you ever seen a bird that can fly with only one hand? Let's be realistic. He said, two are better than one. Because they will have a good reward for their labor. That means whatever you people put out together to do, you will have a good reward for it. He now said, if they fall, One will lift his other companion, but woe unto him who alone when he falls, because he has no one to lift him up. This year, by the power in the name of Jesus, I decree into your life, you will be settled monetarily. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say you will be settled monetarily. No wonder Micah chapter 7 verse 8, he said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. He said, when I fall, I will rise again. I am praying for somebody. You have tried all your possible best to make this work, but it doesn't work anymore. I pray for you today. You will rise again. You will rise again. Forget about the former things. For not consider not the things of you, because I am about to do a new thing. You will rise again. You will rise again. You will rise again. You will trust again in the mighty name of Jesus. Some women are so bitter and battered because of their past relationship. So they say, you know what? When it comes to man, I don't want to talk about it. If any man come my way, I will deal with them mercilessly. Beloved, whether you like it or not, you have to go back to the foundation. Remember not the former things. Remember not the format. It's not that you are stupid, though. You are following the scripture so that you can make heaven. Remember not the format. Remember not the format. Many of us are still holding on to the format. That's why God cannot do his own part of the story. He said, remember not the format. No, consider. Don't even think about it. Of the things of the old. Because I, God, is about to do a new thing. A new thing. Many of us, God, would have done this new thing, but you are still considering her. Hey, you see that, brother? Hey, the way that guy dealt with her, I will deal with any man I see in my life. You are old enough to format. That's why God cannot do anything. Hey, in fact, upon all I did for this man, he did disappoint me like that. Hey, no problem. Disappointment is part of life for you to move on with your life. Even you, have you not disappointed somebody before? Even before you born again, you disappointed. So when they disappoint you, don't worry. God has a better plan. Go back to that scripture and say, I will do a new thing. 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 I decree today that by the power in the name of Jesus, God will do a new thing in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will do a new thing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. He said in that verse 11 of that scripture, Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11 says, again, if two lie together, they will keep themselves warm. Many of us have told him before, I've got to go and buy so many duvet on your bed. He doesn't keep warm like that. God asks what he's talking about. You know what? He said, we will keep themselves warm. How can? But if God is asking you that, how can one keep one alone warm? He said, though one may be overpowered by the other one, by the other, but two can withstand him. But a threefold cord is not quickly broken. The third fold there is God. Husband, wife, and what? Triangle. A thoughtful cannot be easily broken. I pray for you tonight, yeah, in the name that is above every other name. Every cause of automatic failure that is affecting your marital settlement, today the cause is broken. 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 In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Some of the things that is delaying many of us is this spirit, husband and spirit wife. Beloved, you agree with me. Whether you agree, it doesn't matter. I can tell you one thing today. Majority of the major problem, even during this lockdown that is affecting people, is the battle against the spirit spouse. Affecting all over the world. And I was telling somebody recently that some battle you cannot win during the phone interview. Unless you are determined to fight it to the end. Beloved, you need to understand there is spirit husband, spirit wife. This thing, what they do is that they make sure they delay you in all ramifications. They are so jealous that they don't want any man to come near you or any woman to come near you at all. They will make sure that nothing works when it comes to relationships in your life. That is what we are going to deal with in the next few minutes. You are going to say this one loud and clear. This, I'm going to say spirit husband. Woman, if you are a woman here, a lady here, you say spirit husband. Because let me tell you one thing. The reason why men are not even coming to you is as a result that they have blindfolded everybody from locating you. Why? He says activities of the spirit husband and spiritual. They are so jealous that, no, this one don't go there at all. Meanwhile, when you didn't invite them, when you close your eyes like this, you don't invite them, you will come, press all good aspects of your body, deal with you seriously, you wake up in the morning, yeah, what's going on? You don't understand. Something has gone wrong in the spiritual realm. We're like, what, why? What's going on here? You will be wondering and wondering and wondering, but the reality is that they came while you are sleeping. They don't come when you are awake, they come when you are sleeping. Why? Because they are wicked spirits. You are going to say this all loud and clear. Say, wicked spirit that is blocking me from getting married. Ah, you are a liar. Die by fire. Da, 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 da. Die, 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 die. You that wicked spirit, spirit of man, spirit wife, I hate you tonight. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. My brother, my sister, something must happen tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself, yourself, yourself. The wicked spirit was there. The wicked spirit was there. Open your mouth and pray. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. Help yourself, oh Lord. Hey, makasekele brosoto makarambaba. Rezonteli brasakababa. The spirit was there. The spirit was there. Move on that. That sister, pray. That's me, kill that spirit, kill that spirit in Jesus' name. By your power, turn me to fire, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, turn me to fire. Say, turn me to fire. Turn me to fire, oh Lord. By your power, oh yeah, by your fire. Turn me to fire. Oh, tell God to turn you to fire. When God turns you to fire, spirit can enter the fire. Fire is not solid. Fire is not liquid. Fire is not gas. Fire is fire. You are going to pray that prayer. Say, oh Lord, my Father, turn me to fire. Pray, 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 pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, tell God to turn you to fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Pray, 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 pray. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Father, turn me to fire, turn me to fire. Turn me to fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, turn me to fire. Holy Ghost, turn me to fire. Father, turn me to fire. In the name of Jesus. Father, turn me to fire. Oluwa, turn me to fire. Father, turn me to fire. Lord, Father, turn me to fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Father, turn me to fire, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oluwa, summon the Lord. 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 Maka satala mama mama. Tell God to turn me to fire, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Help yourself tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are prayed. Thank you, Jesus. You are still praying for yourself. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh God, arise and uproot anything you did not plant in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Ah, shugbo konbe la yemu. Hey, emi ko fe ma la toni lo. Oba to wo shugbo dabesi o. Wo shugbo yemu. Thank God to turn to fire. Father Lord, tonight is my life. Tonight is my life. I cannot continue like this. I need a change of story. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, we can gang up from my foundation. Aside to stop my marital blessings. Die, scatter, scatter, and die, scatter, and die, scatter, and die. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, yeah, scatter and die tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you die, gang up against my life. As I to stop my marital breakthrough. Oh, yeah, da, 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 da. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, pray, 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 pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. That is a sister that needs this prayer. So lift up your two hands and pray this one loud and clear. Say, my original glory in the area of marital settlement, manifest by fire. Father, Lord, let my original glory manifest. Ah, my glory must manifest. My glory must manifest. Tell the Lord tonight your original glory, not a fake one. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. My original glory, you must manifest. 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 Aha! Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the area of your marriage, your glory must manifest. Your glory must manifest. Your glory must manifest. Your glory must manifest. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. Say, oh Lord, my Father, pull down every wall of Jericho standing between me and my divine partner. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every one of Jericho that is standing between me and my divine partner. Oh yeah, I pull you down tonight. I pull you down tonight. I pull you down tonight. Open your mouth and pray. I pull you down tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in Jesus' name. We pray. One piece of advice for everybody. Whatever you are doing, whether your normal secular job or the one you are doing for the Lord, please take them seriously now. Because God is about to do one thing. Take them seriously. And if you are here, you've got nothing. You see, when you think, thank God everybody's online now. When it takes to you, oh, there's nothing to do for the Lord, the church is not open. Beloved, there is need. You can go down your knee and create a time, maybe like 10 minutes every day to be interceding for some people. You are doing something for the Lord. You can be blessing some people who are doing something for the Lord. You can look, if you don't take this thing seriously now, God might not take you seriously. If it's only prayer for 10 minutes in 24 hours, then you will say, okay, you know what, for every marriage under problem, I want to start praying for them from today. You are doing something for the Lord. If you say, oh, for every, for example, what I'm doing at the moment now, to the glory of God, I thank God for all the grace God has given unto me. But when I got the mandate that I should do this, I choose to do it on my own. Not that because, okay, how much is time I gain? How much is the money? No, 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 no. I am doing it with passion for the Lord. In fact, before the lockdown finished, I said, God, how will I get the grace to do Tuesday? How will I get the grace to do Monday? How will I get the grace to do Bible studies? How will I get the grace to do Thursday? He said, my grace is sufficient for you. I said, no problem. And that's why I just continue. If you notice, once those of us who are on the line today, before we even started this one, prayer line was once in a week. But to the glory of God, the grace of God is sufficient. What exactly are you to look at Ruth and Naomi? Ruth was busy, and Ruth was busy on the farm of Boaz before Boaz said, who is this girl walking like a man like this? If she was busy doing something. Look at David. David was busy in the backyard of his father when Samuel came to anoint the king in 1 Samuel chapter 16. All other brothers, everyone, they were in the sitting room. Maybe they are watching Netflix or anything. But David was in the farm with the bush, with the sheep. He said, "Are these all your children?" He said, "No, there remained one at the backyard. He kept the sheep. Why is he only David keeping the sheep? No wonder anointing located him. Anointing located. So, get something to do. Get something to do that will edify, that will be a blessing to somebody. If it's a prayer, you want to pray, no problem. If it's a song you want to compose to post to people, it's okay. If it's a word of encouragement, do it. So that by so doing, God see that this person is serious and you will do something in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the next prayer point that we're going to round up very soon. Say this one loud and clear. This prayer point is to claim your ordained suitor back. To claim them back. To claim them back. To claim them back. To claim them back. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, satanic remote control that is hiding my divine suitor. Ha. Holy Ghost fire. Scatter them tonight in the name of around Jesus. Oh, those people have been manipulated. There's a control controlling them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Satanic remote control that is manipulating your divine suitor. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, any mistake I have ever made in the past that is now affecting me settling down in my marriage. Ha. Holy Ghost fire. Correct them by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Let them be corrected. Let them be corrected. Let them be corrected tonight in the name of Jesus. Holy wow. Let them be corrected tonight. Tell God to be on me mercy. In his mercy, correct them. In his mercy, correct them. In his mercy, correct them. In the name of Jesus. In his mercy, correct them. Correct them, correct them tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for that sister. The mistake you have made in the past that is affecting you right now is still pricking your heart. Today, God will forgive you and you shall move on. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray for yourself again. Loud and clear. Say, my divine suitor. I didn't say suitor, so. Because it's one man, one wife. Suitor. There's no S there. Suitor is somewhere on the planet Earth. They are not just going to give back to him. It's not in this place. In this earth. It might be in Australia. But if you can pray this prayer, anywhere the person is, I've told you the story of a sister, I don't understand, of a sister before, that sister, she traveled from Nigeria to Nigeria out of frustration. Her visa expired, then she came for student visa. She said, I cannot get stuck in this country. She decided to move and go. On her way, she met a lawyer. And I said, what's good? And I was out. Are you okay? I'm believing God for wife care. Make sure I'm believing God for husband, for Jack Robinson like this. The man, very loaded, very fully loaded in Nigeria. They were living in good apartments. They get their children, their houses and everything. She has a car and she's enjoying herself. Why? Because the man was but God arranged a meeting. You are going to pray. This is going to be a final prayer for tonight. I don't know where your divine suitor is. Divine suitor, where is the person? That man, where is that woman? That is where that man, there is that woman. You must appear by fire. Are you ready to pray? Get yourself ready. I'm not going to stop until I see something happen in your life. I want to, don't just say, you are not serious yet until you are serious about it. Thank God nobody is looking at you. Nobody is hearing your voice. But I shout this one as I'm going to shout my own. Say my divine suitor. Wherever you are, appear by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Appear. Aha. That is it. Appear by fire. In the name of Jesus. Appear by fire. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Father, I commit everyone tonight into your hands. I thank you for the grace for them to continue to join this prayer line. Because they believe strongly that God can do what no man can do. Lord, I commit them into your hand. It's our desire for them all to leave this group. Leaving this group is for a better reason. It's for move on to your own marital settlement. Lord, I pray by the power in the blood of Jesus. Anyone on this line that the faith is very strong, before 31st of December 2020, you will be settled in your husband or your wife house in the name of Jesus. You shall be settled. In Jesus' name, we pray. There's somebody that say, how can this be? That was the question that Mary asked. He said, you will give back to his soul. They say, no man, how can this be? He said, the Spirit of God will overshadow you. I pray for you today. In the name that is above every name, the Spirit of the Lord will overshadow you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the miracle of how did it happen shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. You will testify. It shall be well with you. I cover you in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Don't forget, tomorrow is the prayer line. Invite somebody to join it. As you do so, the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Can we share the grace of fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the same fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. For those who are going to be the first to testify, let your hallelujah be denied. The seven thunderous hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Bye-bye, all.
God bless you.